ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Rural health advocates are calling for tailored government policies to support people fleeing violence in rural and farming communities. Yesterday, the federal government announced it will spend more than $925 million over the next 5 years to provide people with financial assistance to help them escape violent relationships. People will be able to access payments worth $5,000 to help them leave abusive situations, with the funding to be contained in next fortnight's budget. Marianne Hedren is the Chief Executive of Women's Health Grampians, a service dedicated to improving rural women's equality, health and well-being. She says the policies and funding are too generic and don't take the challenges for rural family violence scenarios into consideration.
I couldn't see anything that was specifically seeming to be targeted at rural and regional communities. From what I can see, the top line item is the package to support women who are leaving unsafe and risky situations. As someone who works in a rural and regional area, we're acutely aware of the disproportionate rates of family violence reporting that occur in rural and regional areas of Victoria and across the country. That would say to me, and I know my colleagues in all these rural areas, that there is a need for a rural and regional targeted approach that, you know, an approach that takes account of what we know to be the factors that contribute to those higher rates.
And what are some of those factors?
So, look, I mean, take, for instance, the $5,000 leaving funding. That assumes that someone has got somewhere safer to go to. You know, $5,000 obviously will help with removal costs, with, you know, changing utilities, with, you know, children's schools, with those sort of functional things. But the key thing, I think, that, say, a woman who is leaving an unsafe situation, who has children, the key thing she will be seeking is somewhere that is safer for her and her children to live. And, you know, what we do see is a shortage of secure, affordable housing in rural and regional areas in particular. So without a focus on making housing a priority as well, I think that the $5,000 isn't going to really make a huge impact for women who leave and want to remain in a regional area, want to keep their kids in school or whatever.
The other thing that is very different in rural and especially farming communities as opposed to larger areas such as cities is the visibility of people in these areas. You quite often are surrounded by many people that you and your potential perpetrator have known potentially for your entire lives. So there's no anonymity in these areas for these women either, is there?
Look, that's exactly right. I think you're visible. You know, you can be isolated, but yet you can also be, you cannot conceal a lot of aspects of your life coming and going. People will see you, you know, if you're leaving in a vehicle with your children, people will notice that. Relationships can be quite sort of interconnected and entwined. So perpetrators knowing, you know, say police or other service providers that a woman might be wanting to access can be a big deterrent or can actually make things more unsafe. So that lack of privacy and lack of anonymity and lack of place to kind of be under the radar is certainly a big issue.
You mentioned the police response, for example. Do you think that particularly in rural areas where if a cop car does show up to your house and it's extremely obvious, there is actually a level of shame or embarrassment that some victims would feel as to calling those services?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the stigma and it's the shame and stigma, but there is also more risk, you know, because you're going to be seen and you're going to be identifiable. So, you know, it's a huge deterrent, I think. Yeah.
The other thing that quite often farmers and especially farming families have to deal with is also the fiscal and business consequences as well. If you're a husband and wife team, for example, on the farm, you're also losing your job.
That's exactly right. I mean, a farm is a workplace as well as a home. The knowledge and awareness of the consequences of, you know, a breakup in a farming situation can often be a big deterrent to women deciding, you know, not to take that step because of the implications for, you know, obviously personally, but also for the children and for other family members who may be impacted, you know, parents-in-law, parents, whatever. So, yeah, it becomes a much more complex scenario to be facing when you know, there's farming property like that.
If you got to sit down today with the Prime Minister, Maryanne, what would your number one request be to help people in regional areas deal with family violence, especially those on farm?
I would say that investment in remote area design support services would be very, very important. I think funding services to have the ability to, say, support women away from, you know, their local town where they might be seen, and also having, you know, electronic and remote systems and options, not just in regards to the justice system, but in terms of direct supports for women. So thinking very laterally about ways that people can be supported in the context of isolation and rurality.
That's Maryanne Hendren. She's the Chief Executive of Women's Health Grampians, speaking to Jane McNaughton. For confidential information, counselling and support, 1-800-RESPECT is available. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for people impacted by domestic, family or sexual violence. To call, the number is 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT. You can also head online to 1800respect.org.au. If you'd like to explore even further what it takes to put food on plates around the world, join me, Callie Buchanan, and our team of specialist reporters from across Queensland as we break down the big issues of rural life. From the food you eat to the clothes you wear and the home you live in. It's all available for you on the ABC Listen app. Just favourite the Queensland Country Hour or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.